Spotlight.
This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, achievements, challenges and way forward. The participants are Dr. Urvashi B. Singh, Deputy Director General, TB, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, Anchor.
Today's topic of discussion is on TB Mukt Bharat. What are the achievements? What are the challenges? And what is the way forward? The 100-day elimination challenge started on the 7th of December 2024. The campaign covers 455 districts. There's diagnosis of almost 3.5 lakh patients. We also understand that there are 10 crore vulnerable population. Also, what are the diagnostic tools available and what's the nature of the engagement model? I'm joined by Dr. Urvashi B. Singh, DDG at the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. So, ma'am, it's good to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Could you tell us, for the benefit of our listeners, that what have been the achievements under the 100 days elimination challenge and how have we gone about achieving it?
The Ministry of Health takes care that the strategy towards TB elimination or TB control is actually scientific evidence based. So what we laid down for the strategy for this particular TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan was to look for all possible tuberculosis, which included both symptomatic as well as asymptomatic TB. So the classical symptoms, as our population is well aware of 2 weeks cough, with hemoptysis, with expectoration, with fever, those classical symptoms come in a little late. Our effort is to diagnose TB early so that the transmission in the community ceases. TB being a disease which is transmitted through droplets and dry droplets or droplet nuclei, the dissemination can happen from a patient who may not have a florid disease but may have early disease, and he could spread disease in the community. Hence, our effort, the new strategy, was to diagnose earlier than the patient became, got florid disease. And hence, we designed the strategy of intensified TB diagnosis. We are reaching all vulnerable or high-risk groups to offer them a screening technology by X-ray, which is very little exposure to radiation. Vulnerable groups, for example, the smokers, alcoholic, diabetics, people living with HIV, those who have had TB in the past, those who are in contact, for example, household contacts of a TB patient, older population, the geriatric population, and those who have low BMI, less than 18.5, these are the top 8 vulnerable groups who have higher chances of getting TB. So, TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, we are screening them with an X-ray. When the X-ray is found abnormal, we diagnose using the latest technology, nucleic acid amplification test. Again, the network of both in our country is very strong with the efforts of the government.
So, Dr. Urvashi, let's look at the challenges right now. You mentioned about the identification of tuberculosis in patients and the diagnostic tools which are being used. You also mentioned about the vulnerable groups and how to prevent the transmission before it becomes a community-driven problem. Could you tell us something about the challenges, the stigma attached to it?
The stigma due to TB is something that, keeps the patient from actually seeking healthcare. Patients who may be suffering with symptoms do not want to go to a healthcare center for the fear of getting the diagnosis of TB and being, considered as outcast by the society. That is something which is the biggest challenge. And that is why we are reaching to the patients. It is a huge effort for intensifying our active case finding that the healthcare facility goes from door to door. And as you would be well aware, that the NHM under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has set out a wonderful network of ASHA workers who work at the peripheral most point, the village level, or even in the urban areas. They go from door to door, taking care of different ailments, not only TB, they'd be actually looking for symptoms of other illnesses as well. So these ASHA workers have now laid down line lists of the vulnerable populations that I mentioned, and the vulnerable populations are being offered the screening technique, which is X-rays. as close as possible to their homes. You know, there's this mobile medical units which are making routes. Nikshay shivirs are being held at every district so as to facilitate screening for all vulnerable population, whether they have symptoms or they do not have symptoms. In addition, the other population, when they have symptoms, we've expanded our symptomatology to 10 symptoms. Earlier, we would only talk about 4 symptoms: fever, cough for 2 weeks, hemoptysis, that is blood in the sputum or expectoration. Now we've expanded this to slow loss in weight, evening rise of fever, sweating at night, then a loss of appetite, anorexia as we call it in scientific terms. If there is any lymph node or any growth, if there is any abnormal changes in the body, or there is chest pain, or there is hemoptysis, or prolonged cough. So we have gone on from 4S to 10S, 10 symptoms as we call them, so that the patients are asked for these 10 symptoms, and if any symptom is there, we offer them the screening method followed by a confirmatory diagnostic method that is not. So stigma is something we as a community, as a Jan Bhagidari, have to deal with so that patients do not feel afraid of the diagnosis of TB. So first is stigma, second is awareness about TB, that TB could present asymptomatically as well, especially in the vulnerable population.
So you spoke about access to treatment. Could you tell us about the expenses?
Yes, absolutely. So what the National TB Program over the last several years, a lot of effort has gone into spreading the network. So we have, as you mentioned, close to 800 districts. We have in every district block level, so district level hospitals, block level TUs. Down below we have PHCs, then we have Ayushman Arogya Mandirs. And you know, you will not believe this, every morning sitting in my office in Delhi, I can see the amount of drugs which are available at the PHC level, at the PHI level. Why? Because we have a wonderful digital platform, Nikshay, and under that we have a platform, Nikshay Aushadhi, which tells us the amount of drug available at each PHI. So much so that we can know which state drug store is in deficiency of which drug and it can be dispatched. We normally make sure that each state drug store has drugs available for 6 months at least. I talked about the Ayushman Arogya Mandirs and the strength under the NHM. There's a pharmacist available who dispenses medication and records on the digital platform. So the network of treatment and the availability of treatment has been carefully looked at, digitally monitored. Day-to-day supplies are ensured, you know, well in advance we lay down orders, and quality of drugs is another thing I can boast of. We are procuring, in fact, Indian manufacturers who are supplying to the National TB Program are the ones who are supplying to the rest of the countries across the world. So all that effort is all in place.
The Nikshay Mitra, the digital portal that you just spoke about, could you tell us in more detail the nature of this portal and the donors who are attached to it for the benefit of civil society, so that, you know, health is accessible to all, and there are those who have, you know, a feeling of altruism, they want to contribute to society?
Absolutely. So that's a very, very valid question. If you remember the vulnerable groups I talked about, one of the major vulnerable group is those who have low BMI, meaning those who have less than 18.5 BMI or have a poor immune system, hence they're prone to TB. Now, in these low BMI population, one, they're prone to have TB. And TB, as it is, because of the anorexia or loss of appetite, would induce undernutrition. Hence, what our Honorable Health Minister had spoken on the 7th of December was to why the government initiated the nutrition support. The Nikshay Poshan Yojana has been in place since the year 2018, which was the vision of our Honorable Prime Minister, where 500 rupees per month was being given to all TB patients. From 1st of November 2024, the same benefit has been doubled to 1,000 rupees per month for every patient, so that he can take good nutrition, calorie and protein rich nutrition, which is good for his immune system. In addition, what we've also done from 1st of November 2024 is, after, you know, ample research has been done in our country, ICMR recommended energy dense nutrition support for our patients who are less than 18.5. And also the third feature of the nutrition initiative was Nikshay Mitra program was again the vision of our Honorable PM, launched by our Honorable President in the year 2022, where the, you know, like you talked about, the altruistic approach of our CSR, of our corporates, our PSUs who would like to support the patients, they would distribute baskets of food for the sake of the patient. And let me also tell you, the good nutrition not only is rich in protein and calories, but it also ensures the absorption of the drugs being given to the patient. Some of the corporates have even come forth with offering vocational support to the patient or their family. So that kind of Jan Bhagidari right. will definitely bring about a change.
So Dr. Urvashi, the 100-day program is right now on the elimination challenge of tuberculosis. Could you tell us now what the way forward is once this 100-day challenge period is over sometime in March? How do we see the success of the program all put together? Your 100 days elimination challenge, the Pradhan Mantri TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, and of course the Nikshay Mitra, ensure that the standard of living and occupational safety goes up for the people in India. Now that we know that it's more than the notified numbers, 10 lakh crore people are already vulnerable. So what's the way forward?
So we did not consider the 100 days as a challenge. That was our initial experimentation, if I may say, with a new strategy. The new strategy was laid out based on scientific evidence generated within the country and with global evidence. Everything we do, like I said earlier, is based on science. Now, this strategy has actually brought forth what I mentioned earlier, that we are able to identify TB in several such patients who themselves were either not aware that they had TB, or they did not come forth either because of stigma or since they were asymptomatic. So let me tell you, globally, ours is the first country that is actually trying to look for asymptomatic TB. Now, why we are trying to look for asymptomatic TB? So that transmission in the community ceases. Our vulnerable population, who I mentioned earlier, are predisposed to the disease, are likely to have disease and contribute to the burden significantly. Hence, we are trying to look for asymptomatic TB in these patients. Line lists of these vulnerable populations have been made so that we do not miss out on any one of them. And we are also trying to diagnose our symptomatic non-vulnerable patients. Because like I said, they may not come forth, they may not know they have TB symptoms. What we are trying to do is identify TB all across the country. We do not want to miss a single patient so that we give the due care early in the disease. Early in the disease is very important because if the disease is not diagnosed for a long time, it could become more severe. It could involve the extrapulmonary sites, joints, brain, bones, anything, you know, except nails and hair. So when it involves the extrapulmonary TB, when it becomes extrapulmonary TB, the treatment may sometimes have to be prolonged. We are trying to identify early and treat everyone. So our efforts during the campaign, like I said, was only to make us ready for a longer effort. So we do not plan to stop at 100 days. Our concerted, intensified efforts, we will take them forward. In fact, we will try to cover the rest of the country. The initial 455 districts we identified was on basis of higher TB burden in these districts. But we will now take this drive to the other districts and try to find each and every patient, whether it's in any corner of the country, any village, anywhere. So our effort is primarily to diagnose everyone and offer treatment. All this, like I said, early diagnosis, complete treatment, and nutrition support so that every patient recovers completely.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Urvashi, for talking to us on Akashvani about the TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, the achievements, challenges, and the way forward. And more importantly, it's not just the treatment, but preventive action taken by the state as well to ensure that the transmission of this deadly disease is reduced to a minimum.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, achievements, challenges, and way forward. The participants were Dr. Urvashi B. Singh, Deputy Director General, TB, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044. Spotlight.